Processing a TV message is much more like all at once processing of the ear than the linear processing of the eye reading a printed page. According to McLuhan, television is
fundamentally
an acoustic.
Acoustic
medium. To make this point clear, he invited people to try a simple experiment. First, turn the sound down on the TV set for 1 minute during your favorite program. Now, for another minute,
adjust
the TV set so that you can hear the sound but you can't see any picture. Which condition was more frustrating?
Frustrating.
Which condition gave you less information? McLuhan believed that the people who tried this little exercise would
invariably
report more
frustration
in the condition where the picture was visible but the sound was inaudible.
Inaudible.
1. TV messages, more visual or acoustic?
Acoustic. 2. Surveys.
Surveys of favorite TV programs.
3.
TV as efficient equipment for the deaf.
4.
Effects of advertisement on TV viewers.
5.
More
frustrating
conditions.
Invisible
situations. Now, many kinds of superior coffee beans are being decaffeinated in ways that
conserve
strong flavor. But the public suffers from a groundless fear of chemical decaffeination and prefers instead to buy water-processed decaf. Every process of decaffeination, whether chemical or water-based, starts with steaming the green beans to loosen the bonds of caffeine. In the chemical process, a solvent
circulates
through the beans. The solvent.
Solvent. Solvent.
Comes into direct contact with them, carrying the caffeine with it.
The drained. 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 Solvent. Solvent. Solvent.
Is then mixed with the water and the caffeine is drawn out to be sold. In the water process, however, no
solvent. Solvent
touches the beans. After the beans are steamed, they are soaked in water, which removes the caffeine, along with all the soluble solids in the beans. The solution is
drained
off to a separate tank where the caffeine is drawn out from it.